This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We're joined tonight by Tania Plibersek, Acting Opposition Leader. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure.
Let's just launch into it. It's 2017. We live in Australia. It's a modern progressive society. And here we are. We're ticking boxes on a piece of paper about basically a human right. How did we get here?
Oh, look, I think there's going to be a lot of PhDs written about this one day. This is a last-ditch effort by the opponents of marriage equality to try and stop it happening. Now, we know that the majority of people in the Australian Parliament support marriage equality. The vast majority of people in the Australian public support marriage equality. But there is a small group of stubborn opponents of marriage equality who are using this survey as a last attempt to prevent it happening.
So if a no comes in, let's just say, does that mean that Australia doesn't want marriage equality?
No, it means... Well, I believe the vote will be a yes, and it's very important that we campaign really hard for a yes. We don't want the survey. We never wanted it. We know it's damaging and hurtful to people, but we must win. If the opponents to marriage equality manage to frighten people enough or bring in enough extra issues, like this is an attack on free speech, think of the children, and the worst happens and it's a close vote or a no vote, then yeah, Malcolm Turnbull said that that's it for this term of Parliament. He won't be introducing legislation. But if Labor is elected at the next election, we will. We'll legislate in favour of marriage equality in our first 100 days, come what may, no matter what the outcome of this survey is. Obviously, it's better to get a yes vote, to have the vote in the Parliament quickly, to make sure that Liberals and Nationals are allowed a conscience vote or a free vote in the Parliament too, because in that way we know the overwhelming majority of members of Parliament will vote yes.
So you've been at Headspace today, talking about the effect they've seen on the LGBTIQ community. Tell us about some of the things that you learnt from your time there today.
Well, it was really important to hear from the psychologists and counsellors at Headspace, and more importantly, from the young people who use Headspace services, about the fact that there is an increased demand for their services. There's a lot of people expressing distress at the debate, the way the debate's unfolding. They're feeling vulnerable, isolated, upset, angry. There are a lot of people who thought they were, you know, just fine with their sexuality, are discovering as family members are unsupportive that actually they've got a lot of unresolved feelings. I mean, it's a very complicated time for people. We know, for example, that Beyond Blue's had a 40% increase in demands for its services. We wrote to the government weeks ago and said you actually have to better resource these phone lines and other support services, and we've got no response. But we know that times are really hard for people, very hard.
Taking away your politician hat for a second, how does it affect you as a person, as a human being, hearing these stories, and you have LGBTI people in your life? When you're hearing it back, how does it affect you?
It actually does make me really sad, because I am approached by a lot of people who want to talk about the survey. Just on the street, we've been out campaigning, doing street stalls and door knocking and letterboxing. And at any event I go to, people come up to me and just talk about how it's affecting them, and it makes me really sad. Like, I've got a coffee shop that I go to every morning, and there's a woman, I guess she'd be in her late 50s. She's a lesbian. She's got a daughter who's in her late 20s, who's also a lesbian. And they're talking about, you know, friends of theirs who've got family members voting no, and how it makes them feel that people that they loved and trusted as part of their friendship circle are rejecting. It feels to them like they're being rejected at such a fundamental level when people say that they're voting no or they're not sure how they're voting. I mean, I've had young teenagers talking to me about family members that are unsupportive, being bullied at school, the increase in sort of physical fear that they're going to be beaten up and so on. It just makes me really sad, but it makes me absolutely more determined to campaign for a yes vote, because I think the burden should not fall on the people who are being attacked in this way. The burden should fall on every Australian who believes that every other Australian should be treated equally before the law. So it's more important than ever for allies to stand up and say, this is an issue of human rights, justice, equal treatment before the law. We've got to vote yes and win it.
Labor is fully supportive of our marriage equality. Seeing this debate / debacle unfold, are there pangs of regret that Labor didn't do more when they were in power?
Yeah, well, the last time we voted on this in 2012, we had a strong lot of people voting yes. I voted yes in 2012, but there just weren't enough. We just missed out narrowly on having marriage equality in 2012. And a lot of people have continued to change their views since then. So I think, you know, that same vote that we had in 2012 on the private members bill at the time, that would have passed the parliament if it was this week or next week. So I wish we had been able to do it earlier. We just didn't have the numbers in the parliament at that time.
It's seeing it here, and you've touched on it, but working in LGBTI community organisation, being a member of the community myself, it's really affecting people at a level that I didn't think that it would. It's affecting me at a level that I didn't think it would, and I really wish it could have been avoided, and I hope that sentiment runs through.
I think you're just 100% right, and it could have been avoided. Mm. Like, this is $122 million for a survey that will not actually determine what happens in the federal parliament. Like, how nuts is it to put everyone through this pain and difficulty to spend the money that you could, spend that on youth mental health services if you want to spend it on something useful, and knowing that this is done only because the opponents of marriage equality I'd have to be fed a bone to keep him off, Malcolm Turnbull's neck for a few more months. I just think it's such a perversion of our responsibilities as members of Parliament to push this conflict and push this hurt into people's private lives and family homes instead of doing our day job, which is to legislate.
Yeah. We put it out there, and we asked people on social media what they would ask Tanya Plibersek today if they had the opportunity, and people were asking some of the things that I've asked today. But also, there's a lot of love for you. People within the LGBTI community really connect with you. So what is your message to the community who are, honestly, Tanya, they're really struggling. We're really struggling.
Yeah, I hear it everywhere I go, and I hear it all the time, and I know that. And I guess my message is, I'm really sorry that you have to go through this. You shouldn't have to go through it. I'm sorry that the Parliament's not doing its job. And it is it's 8 more weeks, which I know people think, God, it's been going for 3 weeks and I'm already tearing my hair out. 8 more weeks to go. But this is a journey to take Australia a really important step forward, and the people who are fighting for yes are fighting on the right side of history. This will happen eventually. And I hope it's a yes vote in 8 weeks' time. I hope the parliament deals with it quickly after that. I hope people can be married by Christmas. If it takes longer and we have to wait till Labor legislates for it when we're in government, it will still happen, and we will all be on the right side of history. And however hard things are at the moment, when you're 60 or 100, you'll be able to look back and say, that was a hard fight, but it was worth it. I hope you'll say it was worth it, because I'm married to the person I love. And I've been thinking a lot. It's really brought up for me how hard, like, I've got a constituent who's been with his partner for, close to 50 years. When they got together, their relationship was illegal. If anyone had found out about it, they would have both lost their jobs. It took them a very long time to be able to be open with friends and family. I want them to be able to marry. They're, you know, in their 80s now and their health's failing. I want them to be able to marry. But I also think this is the tribute that we owe to those trailblazers who actually sacrificed so much for the advances that have already been made in Australia. We owe it to them to campaign as hard as we possibly can to get this last piece of discrimination, get rid of it.
Tanya Plibersek, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure to be here.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.